sure still crying. She ran to find, in John's gospel, it says Simon Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved. And when she told them what she had seen, they too went running. Seemed like there was an awful lot of running going on that Sunday morning. They became Pentecostals right away. Running. When the other disciples got there, and I say the other disciples because Mary of Magdalene has been called the apostle to the apostles. When the other disciples got there, they looked in and then they went in. And it says that they saw the linen clothes lying there, but Jesus was gone. It was as if he had simply evaporated. He was no longer there, and they weren't sure quite what to make of it either, and they went home. They went home. But Mary continued to stand by the tomb, and she was continuing to weep. Because now not only was he dead, but now she didn't know where he was. Where was the body? Where had they taken him? Through her tears, she went in again and she looked and saw two angels, and they said, "Why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? He is not here." She comes, steps out of the tomb, and she sees someone that she assumes to be a gardener, and still in her tears, she weeps from her grief. "So where did you take him? Where did you put him?" We don't know what it is she intended to do, but it's in John's gospel, it says she intended to go get him herself and take him someplace. Take the body. But you see, the body was no longer the body. And as soon as the one that she assumed to be the gardener spoke her name, Mary, just as the shepherd knows the names of each of the sheep, just as each one of our names is known, Mary. And suddenly through her tears, she was able to see that this was Jesus standing in the flesh before her. He was risen. You see, weeping may linger for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Each and every one of us go through periods of our lives when we grieve so deeply. We've all been there, just as Mary was there on that day. But there's good news, you see. There is good news. Because joy comes in the morning. Sometimes it seems like it takes more than just overnight for it to show up, you know? Sometimes it might take a while. But joy comes in the morning. There's a story told about a pastor who lost his mother right around Christmas time. And he was flying back from Scotland back to the United States. And he was on a plane and it was dark, and he decided to raise that shade just a little bit to see what was going on outside. He must have had a great window seat, you know. Raised that shade just up a little bit, and although it was dark, you know, because those flights are at night, he realized when he raised that shade just a little bit that in the darkness there was an aurora borealis going on. You know, the bright, multicolored lights that shine and lighten the sky, they brighten it up. And in the midst of his grieving, he realized that God was giving him a sign. And he watched that light shimmer in the dark sky until the light finally came up as the sun rose. Even in our darkest moments, there is a light that shines. I'll never forget when my mother died, the pastor at the funeral spoke about light, and he spoke about darkness. And he talked about clouds, and he talked about rainbows. every morning when I wake up, I try to make a point to get outside to watch the sun come up. I don't know about how many of the rest of you do that. I know I'm kind of crazy, but I like to do that. And one of the things that I've noticed is that it's always different. It's never really quite the same. When there are clouds in the sky, there have to be clouds in the sky for real brilliance to take place. It's as that sun comes up and that light hits the crystals that are in the clouds, you get pinks and blues and reds and oranges, and the colors, you have to watch carefully because they change just a little bit from second to second, from moment to moment, until the sun finally comes up all together. But in those very early morning hours, when the clouds are in the skies and that sun comes up, the brilliance is there. Mary eventually stopped weeping, I'm sure, because once more she was off and running again. Off and running. Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved simply went back home. But Mary had stayed around long enough to get the miracle. See, that's the other thing. You got to hang in there. You got to hang in there. Because the miracle is just around the corner. We give up on God too soon, you see. Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved went home as if nothing had changed. But she hung in there. She stayed. She waited. And that's when she met Jesus. And he met her face to face. We have to hang in there through our grieving and through our weeping for the miracle to take place. It's not always easy to wait. But eventually the weeping will stop. And she ran back to where the disciples were. And she said, I have seen the risen Lord. I'm sure they looked at her like she was crazy. You ever tried to share the good news with somebody and they go, you're telling me this? How would you know this? I know it because it's in here. It's not up here. You know, too often I think we think it needs to be a head thing. It's not a head thing, it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. We know in our hearts that Jesus is risen from the dead, risen from the grave. And although weeping may linger for the night, joy will come in the morning. Are you willing to wait for it? Are you willing to wait for it? It will come. It might sneak up on you this very morning. Amen and amen. God, thank you. We can't thank you enough that tomb was empty. Jesus was gone. He was gone because he'd risen from that grave. And death no longer had a hold of him. He defeated death once and for all. And so we have no need to weep at great length. Maybe for a moment. But joy will come in the morning. So speak our names. Speak our names that we might turn and see Jesus in all of his resurrected glory, so that joy might come and live in us. And we too might be willing to run and go tell somebody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The ushers will wait upon us. We receive two offerings this morning. The first is our offering for our own ministry here at King of Peace, reaching beyond these walls with the good news. And the second is for global outreach, so that we might have a role to play in justice being done around the world. Will the ushers wait upon us? God, we thank you. We thank you that this is a day of resurrection and new life. We thank you for the message that you have given us to share. It sometimes seems to come from unlikely sources, and yet it lives in us. It breathes in us. And we want to run and go tell somebody. Because we have been so blessed, we return our blessings, not only to this community, but to places around the world where we may never meet the people who reside there, who are in need of your love and the justice that you can provide. Bless us in our giving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing.
Mighty to save, forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Yes,
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
And we are blessed. We are so blessed with beautiful talent at King of Peace MCC. Have you enjoyed Easter this morning? It's been a good thing. These folks are still taking our second offering up, and y'all sang fast. Y'all must be Pentecostal too. It reminds me of just singing that old song, which reminded me of just singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus."
Why?
Because He first loved me.
Some of the Pentecostals in the house want to just get up and run when you start singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Do you feel like just telling him? Go ahead.
"Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Give God a great big old hand clap of praise. Go ahead. Yeah.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Open your hearts.
We open them to God.
Let us give thanks to our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, God of our Lord Jesus Christ. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, with your people in all ages and the whole company of heaven, we join in this song of unending praise.
Holy, 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 holy is the living God Almighty. Worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, worthy to receive all our praise.
Help me out.
Praise God. Praise God and lift God up. Praise God. Praise God.
Of this bread and in the drinking of this cup, we may know the presence of the living Christ. When we eat this bread,
we remember Christ's death and resurrection.
When we drink from this cup,
we remember Christ's death and
through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, God, now and forever. Therefore, we proclaim our faith that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is here, and Christ will come again. Alleluia!
God sent the Son, they called Him Jesus, He came to love, heal and forgive, He lived and died.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. Come on.
Praise God.
Come on, one more time.
Praise God in the dollar.
Come on, help me out.
Praise God. Exalt God's name forever.
One more time.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God in the dollar. Praise God. Exalt God's name forever.
Christ is risen. Amen.
And hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. And hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love makes me sing. Your love makes me sing.
So, Pastor, I went ahead and snuck in the back. I snuck in the back, and I asked how many folks we had here today.
How many people did we have here?
We had over 400.
And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
Amen.
And worship is just as wonderful and uplifting every Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. But now we go forth from this place this day remembering that we are the people of King of Peace MCC.
Coming together to celebrate God's love.
We are the people of King of Peace Metropolitan Community Church.
Going out to share God's love for all.
And we go in peace, in hope, in love, and in
joy.
Amen.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Jesus, celebrate. Resurrection of our Lord. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Come on, Jen, sing it, baby. Come on, Bob, sing. He's risen.
He is risen. He is risen. And he lives forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Come on and celebrate the resurrection.